via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday he will leave the White House if the Electoral College votes for President-elect Joe Biden by the December deadline. Trump's comment on Thanksgiving was the closest he has come to conceding the November 3rd election, even as he repeated his unfounded claims of massive voter fraud. The president told reporters it would be hard for him to concede under the current circumstances and declined to say whether he would attend Biden's inauguration on January the 20th. Desperate efforts by Trump and his aides to overturn results in key states, either by lawsuits or by pressuring state lawmakers, had failed, and he is running out of options. Authorities in Zimbabwe say rescuers are trying to reach at least 40 miners trapped underground after a shaft in an obsolete gold mine collapsed. Relatives of those trapped have kept vigil since the incident occurred late Wednesday in the town of Bindura, well north of the capital, Harare. The head of the Zimbabwe Miners Federation said Thursday that six miners were rescued and taken to the hospital, but their condition was not immediately known. Mining is a major source of foreign currency for Zimbabwe, where gold alone accounts for some 60% of exports. People in the Philippines trying to recover from the deadly typhoon that caused extensive damage, killing at least 39 people. Typhoon Bamco struck Thursday, toppling power poles and trees and damaging homes. Thousands of people have been rescued through waters that have mostly receded so far. Military rescuing people in places where the water remains high. More than 350,000 people were evacuated to safety. Via remote, this is VOA News. A Turkish court handed down life sentences to more than 300 military and civilian personnel for their roles in a failed coup against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's government in July of 2016. 70 other people were acquitted in the trial 3 years ago, while some received prison sentences between 6 and 16 years. The takeover attempt left more than 250 people dead and 2,000 others were injured. The incident led to a massive crackdown. 130,000 people were fired from their government jobs. The defendants were also accused of working at the behest of U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, who is accused of masterminding the incident, the action that is. He has denied any wrongdoing, and Turkey has sought his extradition. Burkina Faso President Roch Kabore has won re-election by a comfortable margin, preliminary results showing on Thursday after an election marred by insecurity that prevented swaths of the West African country from voting. Kabore's opponents have accused the Kabore camp of massive fraud, but the Electoral Commission dismissed those claims, and international observer missioners gave the election a mostly clean bill of health. In a statement after the result, opposition members said they reserve the right to pursue legal action without providing further details. Australia's second largest state, once the country's COVID-19 hotspot, said on Friday it has gone 28 days without detecting any new infections, a benchmark widely cited as eliminating virus from the community. The state also has zero active cases after the last COVID-19 patient was discharged from the hospital this week, a far cry from August when Victoria recorded more than 700 cases in a single day, and active infections totaled nearly 8,000. A Cambodian court on Thursday began hearing the cases of nearly 130 opponents and government critics charged with treason for taking part in nonviolent political activities over the past 3 years and what one of them described as a sham trial, most of those being tried by the Phnom Penh Municipal Court, are former members or supporters of the opposition's Cambodia National Rescue Party. Not all of the defendants are expected to be in court, and some are believed to be living abroad. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.